Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Predators back in action tomorrow night against the Edmonton Oilers. We say hello now to defenseman Brady Shea, his first visit to the program. Brady, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this. We'll kind of get into the season as a whole, but how have you enjoyed Nashville to this point?
It's been amazing. Me and my wife have gotten settled in, and off the ice, my teammates and coaches and management have all done a great job of making a smooth transition. So we've been loving it, and I think we're just going to keep liking it more and more as we live here longer.
It also seems like your team is starting to really click now. And I know the first five games were tough, but, you know, when you bring in guys like yourself and Steven Stamkos, Jonathan Marchessault, do people kind of lose sight that it does take a little time to kind of get to know each other along with the guys that were already here?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's obviously the three of us coming in. It's a new system, and that can take a little bit of time. But, it was frustrating. You never want to start your season like that, and we could have definitely played better. And but, you know, the last few games is definitely we've shown signs of how we want to play, and we've seen that is successful, and we're just going to try to keep learning, watching video at the rink, and try to make this transition on the ice as smooth as possible as well. So it definitely has felt better the last week or so, and hopefully we can just keep getting better and better.
We're talking with Brady Shea on the People Show, the Chase and Big Joe Show today. Brady, you talk about you and your wife coming to a new city and kind of getting acclimated. What's the process been like? Because, you know, usually where you are before, you knew where your favorite restaurant was, your coffee shop. Now you got to find everything else. How's that process been like for you and your family?
It's been good. We've reached out to guys on the team. They obviously, some guys have been here for a while, know some spots that they mentioned to us. Our neighbors have done a good job of telling us places. I think everyone's been so nice, and for like restaurants and stuff to do, there's obviously a ton, and we've been trying to knock some stuff off the list. My wife's also a really good cook, so she cooks at home quite a bit, which is always nice. I feel like my teammates and neighbors have done a great job of showing us restaurants and telling us where to go, so been good.
That's a good part about being in Nashville. All right, we go back to the ice. You guys start at 0-5. What was the kind of the temperature in the room? Was there any panic? Was like, we know we got something good here, we got to pull it together. What was the mood like during those five games to start the season?
It wasn't great. I mean, whenever you're losing five in a row, it's not a good feeling in the locker room, I can tell you that. I think after the first couple, you know, you just want to get that first win so badly, and you feel like the floodgates will open for that. So it took a lot longer than we obviously wanted, and guys were there was not a ton of joking around the locker room. It was pretty quiet, but you know, that first win felt great, and then getting a few after that too. Obviously, the locker room's a lot better now, but it wasn't a great feeling for sure.
Defenseman Brady Shea is on the line with us here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Look, and I know you'd love to win every game, you know, by three or four goals, but, you know, there have been some instances where you guys have been behind, but you battled back. So what does that say, kind of learning that early in the season, of the resilience that you all have that you might need as you go down the road?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I think that obviously that builds confidence and all that, and we know that we have guys that can put the puck in the back of the net when we're down. But I think getting out to a lead and maintaining a lead is very important. I feel like we haven't done a ton of that, so feel like we're coming back in a lot of games, which is great. But in the long run, you want to be the team leading and holding on to the lead. So obviously, it feels great, and it feels you have confidence on the bench that you can get back in any game. But we want to try to start playing with the lead and getting off to a few better starts here.
I've heard several guys, you know, talk about the system and Andrew Burnett's system, and that, you know, it's not easy. I mean, there's a bit of a learning curve. So how has that been for you? You know, the first almost month into the season, obviously had training camp of kind of learning what Bruno expects.
Yeah, there's definitely learning curve. I think for me personally, I think, you know, coming from Carolina, which was definitely more of a man-on-man system, there's just little reads in the defensive zone that are a little different for me that I feel like I've gotten better at the last couple weeks, and it's slowly becoming more and more comfortable. But no, there's definitely a curve, and there's every guy has, there's different systems on every team. So, you know, every time you're a new guy on a team, you got to try to learn and adjust to it as quickly as possible. So, it's getting better for me for sure. I think the first week or so I was a little bit, not lost, but just kind of guessing. And, I feel like now I feel definitely way more confident, and, I feel more and more comfortable in the system. So that, and that'll only get better. So I'm excited for that, and excited to keep playing and keep learning and keep getting better to feel more and more comfortable in the system.
Brady, what was it like Monday, Tampa, seeing Steven return there, just as his teammate, and to see, you know, the pregame form and everything? What was it like just watching that from your perspective Monday night?
I mean, it was amazing. I think Tampa did a great job putting on a great video for him. It's just, I mean, I feel like for Steven, it's I don't know what's going on, what's going through his head at that moment. I mean, there's got to be so many things going through his head. And, you know, it was fun to be a part of, to see a guy that has been so important to a franchise come back and get the warm welcome that he deserved back. It was great. I obviously wish we could have won for him and all that, but it was a special moment, and it was nice, his family and all them were there. So no, Tampa did a great job, and it was nice that Steven had a good game, had a couple points, but obviously we wish we would have got that win for him.
Absolutely. You know, for you, when you returned to the Garden after playing 5 years plus years with the Rangers, did they do anything like that for you?
Yeah, not quite at the level Steven got.
Right.
Yeah, they had a little video too. You know, I feel like most teams, I don't know what the rule is, but most teams, when you're there for a certain amount, you get a little video. Nothing too crazy, but for a guy that's been part of our organization for 16 years, he deserves a long one and a standing ovation. So I'm happy he got that, and it was great.
Well, I know you returned to Carolina March 25th, but Brady, I'm not even sure the planet's going to be here in 5 months. So your celebration will go back to Carolina in March. When you do that and you play other teams, I mean, guys get traded and moved around so much. When you return to places like that, is it special? I mean, you got to go out and play the game, though, but I got to think it's really tough emotionally, because there was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears at those places you were before.
Yeah, for sure. It is difficult. I mean, I feel like you just have a lot going through your head. You see all the, you know, obviously you see the players and the coaches and everyone that works at the rink. It's just, and then you're on the other side of it. So it's a little strange for sure. You know, once the puck drops though, it is hockey, and you feel like you're part of a game, and it's not too crazy, but everything leading up to it, you know, it's definitely a little strange. So, yeah, we'll see how we feel when we go back in March.
For sure. Brady, appreciate this today. We look forward to these chats throughout the season, and good luck tomorrow night against Edmonton.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Moto Casino.
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.